Good evening and welcome to this very special edition of Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your hostess, Evangelist Scott. We'll only be on for 30 minutes tonight, but we just wanted to lift up the families of the victims in Connecticut who were shot and killed on yesterday. There's been much media attention about it. On the TV, on the radio, many people on Facebook praying about it, and we just wanted to add to it and pray with for the families of the Connecticut incident, and not just the families of the Connecticut incident, but also 22 children were killed in China. If that story is true, with 22 people that were killed in China, 22 children stabbed to death in China. And people just getting killed all around the world, innocent people being killed for no reason at all. Just the devil is going crazy, and people are just allowing him to come in and just take over their lives. But what I think we need to do is we need to start preaching more Jesus. We need to preach more Jesus, because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we can't wait until tragedies come forth before we decide that we want to pray. We ought to be praying always. We ought to be teaching about Jesus always. So I just invite you tonight to join us as we pray. If you'd like to get on the phone line and pray, the number is area code 323-693-3054, and press the 1. And we can get to praying. Praise God. Praise God. I'm trying to do two things at one time, but what I'm going to do is at the moment, my husband, I believe, Bishop Scott, is on the line. Okay, amen. And I think what we're going to do is we only have 30 minutes, so if you have a word of encouragement, if you can just give us a brief prayer for the families. I want to pray for the mothers and the fathers of the children who were brutally murdered, and I want to pray for the families of the principal, of the teachers who were killed there, and just pray for the whole community, because the whole community is just, you know, struck by this tragedy. So let's just go ahead and pray for them. Okay, so go ahead and start praying for us, for them, Bishop Scott.
God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. And we certainly do send our condolences and our heartfelt symphony for those who really have suffered these past 2 days. We know there's no words that can be said that can bring your loved ones back, but we know we can commission a God that never fails, and we can appeal to him and seek his counsel, his comfort, is soulless like this. Let us just pray. Oh, gracious Father and our God, we, your humble servants, come before you on behalf of the memories of those who lost their lives there in Connecticut, those 20 young people and their teachers, their Lord, and the other adults that were stricken down in death on this horrific day. Oh, Lord, the morning started out so beautifully. The day was filled with anticipation of great things yet to happen in that day. Young people were envisioning years ahead where they'll become doctors and lawyers and maybe even presidents of different companies and maybe even the president of the United States, Lord. They were thinking about maybe they would be a judge one day or maybe an astronaut one day, or they too may end up being a teacher instructing another young life to a better way of life. But they were stricken far beyond their days, Lord. They did not envision any of the things that they were hoping to achieve in their lives. Someone came along and changed their whole destiny. Someone came along and changed their whole direction, Lord. And now they're gone, but they'll never be forgotten. Oh, Lord, I ask that you'll bless their parents, their father, their families, their grandparents, their uncles, their aunts, their friends, their neighbors, those that are weeping and those that are trying to make sense of of this nonsense, trying to make sense of something that makes no sense. Oh, Lord, but we know, Father, we know that you're not going to abandon them, that you're not going to forsake them, that you're looking toward them with compassion and with love. And those little ones, those little elementary school children, Lord, they're resting in your care now. For you told us in your word, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So here they are now, waiting on you there in heaven, hearing your voice, feeling your touch, experiencing your love for themselves. And then I'll ask, dear Lord, that you will bless the families of the teachers and the instructors and the other adults that were slain on that horrific day. In particular, that one courageous teacher, her name was Victoria, who told the sniper, the predator, if you will, the perpetrator, when he asked them where are her children in her class, she'd already hidden them away in cabinets and hidden them away in closets, Lord, and she told them they were having gym. And he turned away, and just as he turned back to her and shot her dead. She sacrificed her own life for those young students that just a few months ago, many of them she never even knew. Many of them she never was acquainted with. But she sacrificed her very life for someone else, as your son did for each of us there at Calvary. So bless those families, Lord. They had mothers. They had fathers, too. Many had children, Father. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. And Lord, even bless the sniper's family. We don't know what was in that young man's mind. Even bless him as it is your will, Lord. We don't know what was in his mind. We don't know what incited this horrific act that he perpetrated against those innocent young people and those innocent adults. We don't know what was going through his mind that perverted him and that twisted him and for that moment overwhelmed him to the point that he did this dastardly deed. But we know even he is your child, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you'll bless that family. They had tragedy on every hand. Their relative not only killed himself and killed one of their loved ones, but he killed many people that were innocent and included. Lord, we ask that you'll just bless this whole situation. Bless the town that this happened in, Lord, in Connecticut. Bless the state of Connecticut as a whole. Bless every young child who's looking at this and they're being afraid to go to school because they don't know whether it's going to happen to them on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week or next month or next year. They don't know anymore. The world is so uncertain, so confused, so twisted now. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't even know what today is going to bring. I'm sure those teachers had a plan for that day for their young people. They had a syllabus. They had a teacher's plan for them. Maybe some classes were getting ready for a test or for a quiz. Maybe preparing for Christmas in a few weeks. They were going to have a rehearsal of a Christmas program they were going to have in the next 2 weeks. They were preparing for tomorrow, but they never will see tomorrow, for their today was their tomorrow. Lord, bless those young people in China and other places around the world who are feeling abused and beaten and battered and killed and maimed and made lame and made deformed in various ways. Some for their religious beliefs, Lord. Some because there's an abusive parent or an abusive child that wants to perpetrate a crime against them. Bless them, Lord. Protect them. Shield them. Those that have been spared to live another day, shield them so they don't have to go through what those young people went through there in Connecticut.
My God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, Lord, we ask that you just bless this world all over, Father.
Lord.
You know, you said that son was going to rise against mother and daughter was going to rise against father and people were going to rise up against one another and there would be confusion and wars in diverse places and chaos all around. And now we're seeing it being revealed each and every day. We open up our newspapers, we turn on our TV shows, and it's interrupted with a news break, or we watch our 6 o'clock news or 11 o'clock news or 5 o'clock news, and some drastic, sad, tragic event has occurred somewhere in this world, some remote location or some renowned place. Situation, Lord. We know that you're in control over everything. So have your way, Lord. Have your way in all of this, Lord. Bring peace and a deep, subtle peace, and bring peace to the minds of those that are confused. Bring peace to the minds of those that are bewildered. Bring peace to the minds of people that are twisted in their own minds. They don't know what's right and wrong and can't discern what's good and bad anymore. This world is so confused. What things used to be clear and cut and dry and black and white, sin was sin and righteousness was righteousness. Now everything is being twisted up, and things that used to be bad now is being accepted. Things that used to be wrong now is being reconsidered as being maybe not so wrong. But you say in your word that sin is sin. There is no black wrong and no white wrong, no little thing or no big thing. Everything leads to this thing that happened in Connecticut. The little foxes lead to the wolves. And the wolves lead to raving and raging lions. It doesn't get smaller, it gets bigger. So may we get a hold of the foxes, the little foxes, before they transform themselves into ravaging wolves and before they become raging lions.
In the name of Jesus.
Let us nip it in the bud right now, Lord. You've given us this day so we can get it right, so no other child will senselessly be cut down before they even enter into middle school or high school or college. Oh, my God, these little children. Many of them just starting school a couple of years ago. Won't even see tomorrow, let alone 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your way. Reveal yourself, Lord. And may each of us take an inventory of ourselves and see what part we played in allowing these things to happen in this world today. Taking prayer out of school, taking scripture out of school, Lord, I know that hasn't helped the situation. Oh, Lord, I grieve for these families. I grieve for these lost lives. Lives with so much promise. Lives with so much hope and faith. And lives that thought it was going to be a better day tomorrow than it was yesterday are not here to share with us. So, Lord, have your way. Bless and keep, anoint and sanctify, and bring a sense of sense even from this nonsense. This we ask in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Scott, for that prayer. I believe Pastor Felicia is on the line.
Amen.
Is that you, Pastor Felicia? Yes. Area code 330. Area code 330983.
Hello.
Is this Pastor Felicia?
Yes.
Hi, did you want to pray?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, we have someone else in the chat room, too, Bacon, Candy Cane, and Bishop Scott. She was listening to your prayer. And she says, he speaks truth, can feel it, and it makes me feel a little bit better over what has occurred. Prayers are with those poor families.
God bless you.
Reached out to on Facebook for people to call in to pray, but I'm going to just pray right now. We only have a few more minutes. And Candy Cane, if you want to call in, the number is 323-693-3054. Again, that number is area code 323-693-3054 if you'd like to call in and pray with us. But right now I'm just going to pray, and then a few going to have a couple of minutes at the end of the broadcast. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you tonight, Lord God, with hearts broken, just grieving, Lord God, for the little lives that were lost and the lives of the adults that were lost. And God, I can't even imagine the pain that these parents are feeling at this moment. Lord God, I just ask that you will just comfort them, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you will just comfort them. That's the only thing I know how to say, God, is that you will comfort them, Lord God. As a parent, I don't even know if I could be comforted at this moment. But, God, you are a God of comfort. But, Father, I pray for these families, oh, God, as they grieve for their loved ones, oh, God. And, Father, I ask you that you will help them to forgive this gunman, Lord God, for this murdering spirit that he allowed to come through, Lord God, that you will help them to forgive him, Lord God. And I know that sounds impossible right now, but, God, you said in your word that we are to forgive, Lord God. So, Father, I just ask that you will help these parents, Lord God, that you will help the families of the principal of that teacher that hid those children, of all of the people that lost their lives, that you will help their families and comfort them, Lord God, as only you can, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that everything that they need, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for their finances, oh God, that they will have the monies that they need for the funerals, Lord God, for the burials, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will move on the hearts of people to help those that cannot help themselves financially, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will even help the funeral directors, Lord God, and all the pastors there that are there to help these families during this time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, even during this tragedy, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will even save souls during this tragedy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let somebody see, Lord God, that we're living in evil days, Lord God, and we all stand in need of a Savior. Father God, we just ask that in the name of Jesus that even through this tragedy, Lord God, that somebody will be saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the brothers of the gunman, Lord God. The brother who was wrongly accused, Lord God, he lost his mother and he lost his brother the same day, Lord God. I ask you to heal him, Lord God. Comfort him, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the children who witnessed this thing, Lord God, the children who heard the gunshots, Lord God. I pray for the adults in the school who heard the gunshots, oh God, that you will keep them from nightmares, that you will keep them from fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we can only imagine how this would make them feel nervous, Lord God, and unsettled, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you would just be with them and comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, please don't let this situation destroy, Lord God, the survivors. Please don't let this situation destroy them, Lord God. Please don't let this situation cause them to lose faith in you, Lord God. But, Father, we just pray right now for healing, oh God. We pray for the heavy hearts tonight, oh God. Oh, Father, we just bow down to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you in advance for doing it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the big ones, Lord God, in Hollywood, those who have the means to help these families, that they will help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray, oh God, that you will help these people in any way that they need, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we just come to your throne, Lord God. We just come to your throne asking, oh God, that you would help these people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, thank you for it being done. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for it being done. Oh, God, we thank you for it being done right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just come to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Even in this mess, Lord God, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even in this, Lord God, save, Father. I ask you to do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I say thank you for it being done right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just don't know what else to say. You know, as a mother and a grandmother, it's just, my heart is just aching over the loss of these babies, over the loss of these people in this community. So all we can do is just continue to pray for them. And when it comes up in our minds, let's just pray for them. If it comes up in conversation, let's just pray for them. Hallelujah, God. I just say thank you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Pastor Felicia, do you have anything you'd like to say before we end this broadcast?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling in. We just thank God because we know that we're two or three are gathered together in his name, that he is in the midst. And we just thank God for everything that he is doing. And we just ask God to just do what only he can do, to do what only he can do, not only in the United States, but throughout this world. And my prayer is also that people will begin to see how much prayer is needed in the nation, how much prayer is needed. And even though, you know, it was passed that prayer is taken out of school, parents, we still can pray. Even though they took prayer out of school and they took Bible reading out of school, we still can pray with our children. We still can teach our children how to pray. We still can teach our children the Word of God. And in this hour where everybody's so caught up in Xbox and PlayStation and all these things, we as parents need to take time to sit down with our children and pray. We need to take time to sit down with our children and read the Word of God. We need to teach our children who God is, who Jesus, the Savior of the world, is. We need to do that. We can't depend on the school to do it. They've taken prayer out of the school years and years ago. Parents, let's stand up and pray for our children. In Sunday school, let's teach our children how to pray. In Sunday school, let's teach our children the Word of God. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but let's teach our children how to pray. We don't have to teach them how to shout in church and run around the church. Let's teach them how to pray. Let's teach them the Word of God. Let's teach them this thing so if tragedy should happen, they will know God. They will know Jesus Christ, the Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's train our children. Let's teach them about God. Let's teach them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So having said that, and if no one else has anything to say, honey, do you have anything else to say before we close?
No, it was beautiful. I think it was a beautiful moment that you had. Now, I would like to say one thing. However, approaching this phone now, I would like just to remind people of what you said a moment ago about teaching. You know, sometimes we relegated our responsibility to other people, whether it be a school teacher, the government, other people, other agencies, other institutions. But education, everything starts in the home. The first voice that the child hears is the voice of its mother, of its father, of its grandparents, its older siblings. The first touch is from its mother. The first words of encouragement are from them when they get hurt or bruised or whatever. We are the first point of contact with all of our children. I remember the Columbine incident there in Colorado many years ago now, and how that young lady, when asked, "Do you believe in Jesus?" He said, "Now, if you answer yes, I'm going to kill you." Now, she had a choice to make. She could have denied him and then prayed later on and asked the Lord to forgive her for denying him. And God would have forgiven her, I'm sure, because that's what God said. If you ask him in contrition, he will forgive. But she didn't want to deny her God before any man, even in her own life. And that young girl, I don't know where she learned it. Maybe it was at the hands of her mother. Maybe it was a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it was a pastor that showed concern towards her. But somewhere along the way, she confessed and owned up to and believed in a God that cannot fail. So when he asked that imperative question, that question that meant life or death to her, literally, she answered, "I believe in Jesus." And when she said that, at that very moment, the guy cocked the gun and shot her in the head, and she died. But I know that she's somewhere around God's throne in a special place, along with all the other martyrs like Peter, James, and John, Bartholomew, and Matthew, and the like. She's right there because she decided to stand for what is true, what is right. She stood for God, even in her own life. And sometimes we need to stand. We need to stand more than what we do. We need to stand. I thought about what Evangelist Teresa just talked about. It took only 1,000 signatures years ago, because I remember when I came along, prayer was in school. I'm a child of the 50s, early 50s, in fact. And prayer and Bible study was in school. And a woman came and had 1,000 petitions. That's all she had. Now think about the hundreds of millions of Christians around the world, even in its own nation. We have millions of Christians. And she had 1,000 signatures and took the prayer out of school. I think we need to, if we can't ever get back into school, we can certainly get back into our homes. It can certainly get back into our mouths and into our lives so that we can share what we know is true. And if we don't know what is true, then we need to discover what is true for ourselves. I almost feel like opening up the doors for a Christian invitation to discipleship right now. We need to open up our hearts and our minds and receive Christ if we've never received him. Because keep in mind, I talked about the prayer I got out of school in the late 50s, early 60s. So many of the listeners here, including my own wife, were not a part of that. So maybe even the parents, and this is the first generation people can say that, parents and even grandparents don't even know the power of a God that cannot fail in their lives. So maybe we all need to start taking an inventory. Maybe we all need to start going back to church and reading the Bible for ourselves and falling on our knees and praying, because it's been so long since we've been accustomed to doing that, even in the home, that maybe we all have forgotten just how precious that opportunity is. Thank you for the opportunity to share this evening, Evangelist and Scott, and thank you for allowing God's Spirit to lead you to do this special broadcast this evening. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We will be back on next week if the Lord allows, Monday through Friday. We'll be back on at either 5 or 6. Just check my page. And we will be talking about salvation. I think it's so necessary right now. We want to get salvation out there. We want to talk about Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And this is what we want to talk about as the days grow nearer. And we know Jesus is coming soon. We just don't know the day nor the hour. But as much as Satan is promoting stuff out there, we need to be promoting Jesus. So many things out here that's, you know, not of God that we are teaching our children, and I say we because I'm talking about the world in general, and you can look at children and they can recite all of these songs that have filthy language, and they can look at, you know, tell you all and everything that has nothing to do with God. And I think it's just time for us to just get out there more aggressively and begin to promote Jesus. We need to do that. He is the Savior of the world, so we need to do that. Maybe we'll see less of this kind of stuff going on. We know that it's going to get worse and worse before Jesus comes, but we can do our part and get out here and talk about Jesus. And Blog Talk Radio, whether I have 30 minutes or what hours, we're just going to be on here promoting Jesus. If you'd like to join me, please do so at any time that you see that we're on the air. Amen. Thank you again for joining us, Pastor Felicia, our guest, 6656, I believe that's Stephanie North. And Bacon Candy Cane's been on since the beginning. Thank you so much for joining us. And we just say God bless you. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you as we all pray for the world. Good night, and God bless you.
Bless you.